Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network. I'm Roger Hunt. The reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 8, verses 2 through 13. Brethren, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do. Sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh in order that the just requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. To set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. For the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. And those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh. You are in the Spirit, if in fact the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, although your bodies are dead because of sin, your spirits are alive because of righteousness. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also through his Spirit which dwells in you. So then, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh, for if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Today's Gospel is according to St. Matthew, chapter 10, verses 16 through 22. The Lord said to his disciples, "Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. So be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Beware of men, for they will deliver you up to councils and flog you in their synagogues, and you will be dragged before governors and kings for my sake to bear testimony before them and the Gentiles. When they deliver you up, do not be anxious how you are to speak or what you are to say, for what you are to say will be given to you in that hour, for it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will deliver up brother to death, and the father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but he who endures to the end will be saved." On this day, the 6th of July, we commemorate Sisyphus the Great. This saint, great and renowned among the ascetics of Egypt, lived in the 4th century in Skete of Nitria. After the death of St. Anthony the Great, he left Skete to live in St. Anthony's cave. He said of this, "Thus is the cave of a lion, a fox makes his dwelling." When Sisyphus was at the end of his long life of labors, as the fathers were gathered about him, his face began to shine, and he said, "Behold, Abba Anthony is come. Then behold, the choir of the prophets is come." His face shone yet more bright, and he said, "Behold, the choir of the apostles is come." The light of his countenance increased, and he seemed to be talking with someone. The fathers asked him of this. In his humility, he said he was asking the angels for time to repent. Finally, his face became as bright as the sun, so that the fathers were filled with fear. He said, "Behold, the Lord is come," and he says, "Bring me the vessel of the desert." And as he gave up his soul into the hands of God, there was, as it were, a flash of lightning, and the whole dwelling was filled with a sweet fragrance. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's Online Chapel Initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network, You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to readings and remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.